better.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
18 minutes after 5 o'clock here on Downtown. Rich Kimball, Don Cookson with you. And appropriate music for our next guest. She's the author of a wonderful book, I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti, a memoir of good food and bad boyfriends. Julia Malucci joining us this afternoon. Julia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, the book is an absolute delight. I had a chance to read it last night and laugh out loud, funny, and great recipes as well.
Thank you.
The book, of course, the inspiration for the play that will open up at Penobscot Theater next weekend. But let's talk about the genesis for this. You were working in the publishing industry. What was it that made you decide first that you wanted to be an author and that your life and love and food would make the perfect topic?
I worked in publishing for many years. I still do, actually. But I guess everyone in publishing probably thinks they have a book in them. I thought I did somewhere, but I didn't know what that book was. And I didn't do that much writing, but I did do a lot of dating to disastrous effect. But I did a lot of great cooking. And after one relationship that is the final one in the play and in my book, I just sort of was so frustrated that somehow all this writing came out of me that had been stuck in there. And I remembered everything that had happened quite well. So it just sort of wrote itself. And I started writing about my experiences. But then when I realized how food was becoming a part of everything, I thought that it was a unique story because there aren't that many women who cook the way I do and with as much desperation. So so it just was an amusing sort of story to me.
Now,
is to others, I hope.
Now, what about, and you mentioned is it Lachlan, I believe, who was the last
That's
there.
That's right, Rich.
And Ethan and the other, did you ever get a response from them?
There's all different stories about that because some of these ex-boyfriends are dear friends of mine still, or at least one or two, and they are encouraging and they like the book. And others who maybe it ended worse, I haven't heard from them. Some say they haven't read it. Others, I don't know. One is dead.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't believe they didn't read it.
I didn't kill them, though, I swear.
No. They're lying to you if they say they didn't read it. You know that.
Of course. It's such a loadable, yeah.
<'Cause>,
I know that.
Because we're men. Even if we know it's bad, we want to know what you say.
I would think. I mean, you'd have to really have a detachment of, you know, the Dalai Lama to be able to not read a book that you're in. Yeah.
Well,
I don't think this person had that, but that's what his line is. He hasn't read it.
Well, I love the idea that the food, not only in your life, has helped you, seal the deal, secure relationships, but then enabled you to get the comfort when you have to put those relationships behind you.
I think it was a place where I was able to be creative and sort of find a little bit of peace and order during a time in my life that was chaotic to me because I just couldn't understand why things just were not working and I was hitting my head against the wall. But I also was dating a lot of writers, and I think before I could move on, which I did in the end because I did get married, not at the end of the book, but later on, a little bit after the book came out, but I think I needed to be a writer myself. I was dating writers to sort of be, you know, creative by proxy. And once I actually was creative myself, I was able to, you know, make things work romantically as well. And I still cook and love cooking, and it's just a very important part of my life still.
Julia, Don Cookson here alongside Rich today. You spoke late in the book about having lost your pasta virginity only recently.
That's true.
You're talking the real deal, though, fresh from scratch.
Yes, I hadn't done it until, you know, when I was writing the book, and I thought, I better do this now. And actually, now I'm quite good at it. The Times, New York Times, had a piece yesterday about making pasta from scratch, and it is the ultimate instinctual thing you can make. And I do sort of think of myself as being a very instinctual cook. And it's true. You just put your hands in it and you work it, and you know when it's pasta, you know. So it's kind of a really fun thing to make.
Why am I finding myself thinking of a classic television sitcom and a scene with a piece of pizza dough being kneaded rather expertly as you say this?
That was Seinfeld?
Indeed it was.
Make your own pie.
Well, we love the recipes in the book, and Don and I have been talking about them during the course of the show this afternoon, whether it's the morning after pumpkin bread or the first date butterflies, which we've both experienced, although not in a culinary sense. But do you have some favorite recipes from the book?
Definitely. Well, they're all near and dear to my heart. It would be like picking my favorite child, but I would say the titles for the recipes, as you've mentioned, if you are great. I mean, there's risotto with intricately layered artichoke hearts, and there are some expletive you cupcakes. That's a favorite of many people. That's a cupcake with frosting that has chocolate frosting with a little bourbon, shot of bourbon in there, which everybody needs every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I think, hopefully I can say this, there's something called No Nookie Nookie.
Yes, I love that one as well. Hope I don't need it.
I had fun. I had a very good time coming up with those. just to put in a couple words for the play, I mean, everybody should see it. Michelle D'Amato, who plays me in this production, I've seen her do the part in Florida. She is phenomenal. She is such an incredible actress. She is hilarious. She is adorable. So I'm so pleased that she's taking the play up there. Everybody has to go see her. She is just a knockout, and she gets so many marriage proposals at the end of this thing. You know, I don't know. She could retire now.
So when this book made its transition to the stage, one of the things that makes it so unique is the fact that she'll be preparing a meal right there on stage, and some of the theater goers will get to enjoy that meal.
Right.
Was that your idea to make that
it
a part of the production?
It was not my idea. Again, at the time, I guess, I was not such a proficient pasta maker. I thought that was just a miserable thing to make anybody do. But the original director of the play, the person who directed it the first time, a man named Rob Ruggiero, he insisted that was what the actor had to do. And I thought, oh, you just have it in the, you know, like on the Food Network, you have it in the freezer, you take it out, and it's done and ready. But it was the most brilliant idea, because the audience is just, they swoon when they see the pasta coming out of the pasta machine. However, it's a very difficult part to play. It's a high wire act for the actress to be talking. It's a one woman show. There's nobody there to help her. She's alone on a stage making pasta by hand. It is such a thing to behold. And the women who have done it, and Michelle is so good at it, they really are just amazing to watch. So I would never have done that to anyone, but they did do it to them, and I'm glad they did, because it really makes the play what it is. It's just such a, really great.
I loved I Lost, I Made Spaghetti debuts next weekend at Penobscot Theater Company, the historic Bangor Opera House. Now, you mentioned you're married now, and I caught an interview that you'd done several years ago after the book came out, and you talk about the fact that you while you were courting and trying to secure a relationship, at the same time, you liked your space, you liked your kitchen, you liked not having men do what men do when they come into the picture. So was it the food or was it the guy that made the difference here?
Well, I actually found a guy, and this is advice to some women. I think it's wonderful to find someone who has a passion of their own, and my husband is a complete movie fanatic, and that's his work too. That's what he does for a living, and that's all he cares about. So he does movies a lot of the time. So I get to sort of have the best of both worlds. He's at the movies, I get to do my thing, which whatever that is, zone out, exercise, cook, read magazines and books occasionally. And I also think I'd gotten to the point in life where I, you know, the romance of being alone had worn out.
So. Well, one of the things you'll be doing is making your way up here to Bangor next weekend for opening weekend, and you'll be doing a book signing and a great opportunity for people to see you in person and talk with you.
Yes, they should come. Everybody should come and meet me. I've never been to Maine in my life. I'm so excited to come to Maine. I've never, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I've been to New Hampshire. That's about as far north. Oh, and of course Canada, but never Maine. So I'm so excited to come to Maine next weekend.
Well, and big Italian food fans and a pretty large population of Italian Americans here, particularly in the Bangor area.
Oh, okay, good. So everybody has to come see their soul sister story on stage.
Absolutely. We love food and we love romance, and so we can't wait to see you and can't wait to see the show.
Good. Come say hello when you're there next weekend, if you're there on Saturday.
We'll do it.
Everybody.
If you haven't read the book, go get a copy of it. It's delightful. I loved, I lost, I made spaghetti, a memoir of good food and bad boyfriends. Julia Malucci, been a treat talking with you. Thanks for visiting
you
with
too.
Us.
Thank you so much.